Okay, we're here with Rob in the Create Summit Community Garden. Some people may have seen some of this because it's been in the newspapers. It's been reported in some of the newspapers, and I think it's been on Channel 4 TV and some other stuff. But can you just tell our listeners, where are we? What's going on here? What have you got here?
We're in the south side of Glasgow, in between Govan Hill and Gorbals communities, Eglinton Toll. It's a piece of land that has been vacant for about 20 years because the M74 has always been planned to go across this piece of land.
That's the motorway.
Yes. And it's one that the local communities in this area have been fighting to stop. And recently, the day we came onto the land, we also found out that the JAM74, the legal campaign against it, has effectively stalled it until 2007, which was quite nice to be coming onto the land at the same time. This is one of the pieces of land where a pillar is supposed to come down, but even though it's 20 years ago it had tenements on it, it's now quite a lush piece of land growing, and a lot of what we call pioneer plants starting to take over and rehabitat it, basically, and it's quite a good space as it is, and we just wanted to come in and work with it and, you know, do some beautification changes to it in a way that opened it up for local people wanting to use it in a space that they felt very comfortable with, and hopefully as part of it create a platform that the local community can find a way to use in their own campaign against the motorway.
You were saying this piece of land here is where one of the stilts is going to come down. You mean that would be like the foundations of the motorway flyover?
Yeah, the foundations, and then it will be 60 feet high above that, and is 100 feet wide.
Wow, I mean, I'm looking around here, and, you know, I'm seeing, like, over just behind the garden there, there's a lot of residential buildings.
Yeah, pensioners, too.
Right.
Are in those buildings, so you have a lot of old people that are going to have a motorway running right in front of them, and obviously the amount of noise that it's going to create in this area is going to be pretty intense.
Mm. I mean, I'm looking around the site, and I can see an awful lot of raised beds and lots of creative, kind of artistic areas where you've been doing planting. Can you tell us a bit about the planting that you've been doing here?
Yeah, well, we came in knowing that everything first had to be above the ground if we wanted to work with the idea of food plants, which is a very important thing because the symbolism of trying to provide food for free to people and showing that there's something better that can be done on this land than putting a motorway. And the symbol of putting a garden that's not only just a social space but also a garden producing food and productive is quite important to us. But everything was going to have to be in raised beds because there is a high level of contamination in the ground.
I see. So that's why you've got so many of these amazing structures here.
Yeah. This land isn't as bad as some of the sites. Some of the sites along the motorway are very toxic and are big issues about them digging into. But here, still, we had to make sure that there was a liner under all the beds so there couldn't be contacts from the plant and the beds to the plants below. And then to make the beds, we started working with as many of the resources available. And being the city, it meant we had a lot of tires. There's a big piece of wasteland nearby, so we doing regular trips over to pick up lots of tires, and because the tenements were here, there's been a lot of pieces of rubble and there's been a lot of dumping on the land, so instead of trying to clean up the land and then have to take all those materials off the land, we've tried to find creative ways that we could recycle that material and reuse that material into designing our beds and designing the gardens.
I mean, I must say it looks beautiful here. How was the actual garden planned? Obviously, you've been here for a week working on it. How was it planned? How did it come together?
There's a good time spent here just doing litter pickup and such in the months lead up, so we did take time to just look at and start to talk about how we were going to deal with the site. But it was on the morning that we came on the land on the Sunday.
Last Sunday.
We did a morning workshop with some of the local people in our group to look at the site, observe some of it, observe how it's already been used by people. So this area over here where there's the tire wall, we were copying tire seating that was already there, and though we didn't have all the right plants at this moment, we're coming back to replant them with the proper plants, which are thyme, chamomile, and such, which are going to allow that wall that we've made to be a planted seat, and you can sit on those herbs and still they'll survive. And this area where we've done this kind of barrier strip that we've just used as our compost pile, but tried to use it in a group, is also to build this barrier wall. It's something that had already done by local people to shape the space a bit. And the main path we kept because that was the one that was kind of the through access that people were using on the site. And from that, we've tried to put paths that may take people off and meander them around a bit so they slow down and enjoy the gardens a little more.
And what's the reaction been like from the people that live neighbouring this piece of land? I mean, you know, it does look very beautiful, but I mean, also you could say, you know, it also looks like a hippie garden. I mean, have you had any trouble? Have people engaged? What's it been like here?
So far, I've been amazed by the response that we've had over. I think at first we were a bit frustrated because in our early engagements before we were on the space, it seemed like people weren't getting into it. We never had anyone negative to the idea, but no one was really getting fired up about it like we were trying to get the project, and we were really hoping to pull people in from a very early stage. But we kind of realized the whole idea was a bit foreign, the whole idea of taking a piece of land and reclaiming that. So we connected as much as possible, but it wasn't really until we were here and on the land and doing the work that then people got really interested and actually saw what we were doing. And most people's response is the way they think the way we've done it is really amazing, the way that we've combined a wild land that's recovering, the kind of urban recycling material, all of that into what is quite a beautiful design, that they find it quite exciting and relate to it quite well.
So tell us a little bit more about how the community engagement's been going here.
It's covered a range of things, and so we've had people that have been down here in the gardens almost every day doing hands-on projects, doing building raised beds, doing planting. We've had different people bringing down plant donations or food donations. We've had enough community donations to pay for almost all of the soil, the topsoil we had to bring in. We had quite a lot of donations of compost and manure and such, but topsoil was always an issue, so luckily there was that support there because it really helped make some of the large beds possible. We've had a lot of people that just come around in the evening to show solidarity to the action, and we've had a lot of people on the outside that seem quite interested in what we're doing, maybe a bit put off by having a whole camp going at the moment. So, you know, today's the day where hopefully after a really good party and a lot of people coming down and enjoying that, we clean the place up a bit and let our presence step back so it can be a space for other people to use also, though we want to keep a long-term presence and connection with the place and continue to do projects to keep that energy going.
I mean, of course, you've mentioned the opposition against the M74 motorway extension running through here and through this community. What about the G8? Because, I mean, obviously this has also been part of the anti-G8 mobilisation.
Yes, this was... when we first started talking about the idea of the types of protests we wanted to do during the G8, and we were on a kind of ecology permaculture course at the time, a lot of people were beginning to think of this fact that we really didn't want to do something where we felt like we were just protesting against the G8 and what the G8 did. We really felt like for so long the global justice movement has been using the mantra of another world's possible, but not doing much to show it. So we felt like it was really important to start protesting for something and protest by doing it. As those ideas evolved, what we said would be really interesting is to try to work with a local community campaign, a local community project, and really try to take our energy and all the things that we have learned from within our movement and help empower and create a platform to strengthen a local community's campaign. So definitely, I mean, motorways and the way that the planners and politicians are trying to stamp this on top of the people, even though the public inquiry was almost completely against it, is the exact same way that, you know, a closed-door meeting of 8 most powerful leaders sitting around deciding whatever they decide without any public acknowledgement is very similar to what's happening here. And if we can take the energy that our movement has and do something like this and connect this whole thing to say, look, we're actually doing good things and there is a better way possible and it's a way that can be done, that everyone has that power in their hands, then I think that is more powerful in nullifying what they're doing than going out and protesting against them, is creating the grassroots movement that is bigger than they are.
And aside from the ongoing nature of the project and so on, I understand next weekend there's an event here. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, going from the 29th of June to the 3rd of July, there's going to be a what's labeled as a family festival on the land. And a lot of the point of that was that this week the school children weren't out of school, so there could be more interaction with families, more events going on. It's a period that people do like to take a break so and have a holiday. So if we could get people down here during that period, it would be more about just enjoying the space, having music, having games, having workshops, and enjoying the space that's already been created.
And you had a successful event last night, I understand.
Yeah, we had a really nice party last night, and a lot of local people down here in terms of all the different community events I've worked in and the ideals of doing a free cafe or and getting community things. This is by far the best one I've ever seen, and I think that has to do a lot with the fact that we spent so long creating this space, not just creating the party and the different sound systems that were here and the meals that were here, but actually creating a space for that to happen. And it was really good support last night to see that many people down here really enjoying themselves and using the space, like, and having them say, I've been looking at this space for 10 years and never thought using it in this way was possible.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Okay, well, good luck for next weekend.
Thanks.